got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
It's a sad show. Somebody got shot
twice. And the person is 16.
Yeah. So let's go to the news.
A homeowner in Kansas City is facing felony charges tonight for shooting a 16-year-old teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake.
The 84-year-old man now charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. It was around 10 p.m. on April 13th when Ralph Yarrow was trying to pick up his younger brothers at their friend's house when he accidentally went to the wrong address about a block away. When he rang the doorbell, Andrew Lester opened fire, hitting Yarrow in the head and the arm. The teen managed to run to a nearby home for help. He's now recovering at home after being released from the hospital yesterday. His family, represented by civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
Well, I can't stand this dude.
Family's number one priority, John, is the health of their 16-year-old child, Ralph, who had everything going for him. He was a musician. He was an honor roll student. He had dreams of going to Texas A&M University. And then for simply ringing a doorbell and being profiled, he is shot in the head.
Bond is set at $200,000 for the homeowner. The felony assault charge is punishable by up to life in prison.
That dude like fucking Sling Blade.
Jesus.
Sling Blade?
Yeah. Yeah, the Billy Bob Thornton.
I don't mean to cut nobody.
Yeah, what is that?
The hell are you doing? It's like you.
That's how he was.
I don't mean to hurt nobody.
Anyway.
The dude had a machete in that movie.
Okay, let's remove.
Listen, I don't mean to hurt nobody. Dude, just slicing people.
Yeah. All right, so let's remove the whole racial component. Okay?
Which is hard because he's white and the kid's black.
Yeah, but let's try to be objective, right? Yeah. Okay. If a kid goes to a door.
Yeah, let's say he's green.
No, he's
green. He's the color green. No, lime green.
Let's do like Tom the Kill.
Tom the what?
Remember that movie Tom the Kill with Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
Remember what he did? He made everybody white. That's how they got the jury to not send that nigga to jail. Remember?
Man, ain't everybody seen Tom the Kill.
Okay, let me start over.
Just say he's green.
Just remove the racial component. If you
say he's pink. He's pink. The boy is pink. All right?
If somebody come to my door and he pink, I'm going to shoot the ass.
No, man. Say the person at the door is pink and the guy inside the house is pink. They both pink. You take out the
just say they're both white.
Oh, no. Say pink.
They both nobodies. Let's just pick whatever race you want, all right?
Potpourri.
Right?
Lavender.
And if that's how... How the store was reported, he just rang the doorbell. And if you just ring a doorbell and Sling Blade comes to the door and shoots you once through the door.
Yeah, then open the door.
Then open the door and step out and shoot you again. And that's what happened?
Yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah, Sling Blade needs to go to jail.
Yeah. Nobody behaves that way.
I don't even open my door when the...
It sounds like he planned it. You know?
Who planned it?
The homeowner. Yeah. What's that term I'm looking for?
Premeditated?
Yeah, premeditated. Sounds premeditated.
How is that premeditated?
If a black kid comes to your... If a pink guy comes to your door and rings the doorbell, you look out, oh, there's a pink fella out there. Let me get my gun. You go get the gun, open the door, and you start shooting. That's premeditated. Who goes to the door? I mean, who goes to the door, open the door, and just start shooting? I know you want to take out color, but there's a racial component to this story.
Yeah, it turns out, you know, when something happens to a black kid, oh, he was a good kid. He didn't do nothing. You know how they always say that?
Yeah, they always lying to them. Damn, some badass kids.
Like what they said about Mike Brown. This dude was robbing people for what happened to him in Missouri. But anyway, I want to get back to this. This kid is actually an honor roll student, and he plays the clarinet. And I think he's driving already. He was going to go pick up his kid.
He's twin brothers. He's going to go pick up us.
Yeah, he got a twin, right?
Yeah, he got twin brothers. He's going to go pick up his twin brothers, man.
Oh, he wasn't a twin.
He wasn't twin. His brothers were twins.
I think he's actually a twin.
No, you need to get your facts straight. He was going over there to get his twin brothers.
He was not doing anything nefarious, according to the news. If that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's attempted murder in my book.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I mean, we have to, I mean, it's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, a white man might be racist and he profiled that black kid. It's not, you should be able to say that, because I call out niggas on my channel all the time. The, I hold black people accountable every day.
Yeah,
like every day I'm talking shit about black people.
What happened in Chicago with the white girl?
Yeah, the white girl who got jumped by the black guy. There was a racial component behind that. They attacked her because she was white. Those black kids were racist. Same thing here. This dude, I mean, when someone rings my doorbell, I don't even open my door. Every time before I open the door, I look through the keyhole. Because we have a lot of home invasions in Vegas. I never open my door for anybody. I just don't go, somebody ring the doorbell and you just open the door.
You got gun and you just shoot.
Yeah, what probably happened is he looked through his keyhole, saw a black kid right there. I'm just speculating, but went and got his gun.
Maybe he'd been watching the first 48 too much.
Probably.
That's a bad representation on black people. Yeah, he's a star on that show. Yeah. Tyrone and Allen and them. Just starring on that show. That, I had to quit watching the first 48 because it was making me racist. Old guy, he's 85, 84. He might have cognitive decline.
Well, it might be racist as hell.
It might be both.
Nobody opens that door and just starts shooting black kids.
Now, if it turns out the kid was aggressive and it was a home invasion robbery going wrong,
I seriously doubt that.
I'm just saying, if it turns out to be that, then
he's justified.
He's justified. But if the kid just rang the door and he's at the wrong house and he shoots him through the door,
that's
wrong.
Yeah. But you know, chances are it's going to go to trial. This dude's going to be crazy.
Cognitive decline.
Yeah, cognitive decline, and he's crazy.
But sounds like the kid's going to be all right. They raised like over $2.5 million on GoFundMe, but I would not. Man, what a way to earn a couple million dollars.
Yeah, he survived, man.
Yeah.
He deserves every penny. I just can't stand that damn attorney they got, man. I can't stand that dude, man.
That dude.
There's a bunch of Black Lives Matter supporters outside this dude's house talking shit.
It might be turned out. Well,
he deserves every bit of that shit. Y'all know how I feel about Black Lives Matter. I can't stand that organization. They divide this country. It's pure hatred. It's nonsense.
And they lie.
And they lie all the time. But if
the way the news portrayed this event is true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to look at this and say it wasn't a racial component.
Yeah, it had to have been.
I mean, I grew up in the South. I was selling chocolate Santa Clauses for the basketball team. Remember that?
Yeah.
We was little kids just raised money for so we could have some uniforms. Mm-hmm. I lived in Martinsville, you're knocking on doors.
Would you finish a word? You didn't even say the complete city.
Martinsville, Virginia. I remember knocking on the door and say, hey, they said, who is it? Oh, I'm selling chocolate. Hey, boy, get your black ass off my porch. I don't want no damn chocolate Santa Claus. And don't you ever come back over here. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
I mean,
that's just traumatizing. Get your black ass off my porch. Don't you ever come back here, It's traumatizing, man. It hurts too, man. I was crying like a little baby, man. I hated white people for a long time.
So instead of selling the chocolate Santa Claus, we just sat at home and ate the bitch.
Yeah. I was so depressed, I went home and ate all the damn Santa Claus.
Some damn good chocolate Santa Clauses, man. I just want justice to prevail. If the story was, if it went down
I
like
don't
that
care.
And reported it, yeah. But if it turns out he's got mental decline and he's got Joe Biden, then can you hold him accountable?
But he profiled him. It's racial. He shot that kid because he's black, man.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Probably.
I can't read minds. Kevin, that dude might have mental cognitive decline, too.
So you think that kid's white? He would have handled it different. White guy with a tie and suit on. You don't think he would have shot him, too? That dude is racist. He's got mental disease. There's something wrong with him. He's shooting 16-year-old kids. There's something wrong with that motherfucker.
How many people went up to his door and was white? Nothing happened. One black kid knocked on his door. Bow, bow, bow!
That dude is racist as shit.
You don't know that.
Thank God the kid is okay, man. That kid could have died, man. I hope they put your ass under the prison. I hope they put you under the prison with Bubba.
Man, that dude old as hell.
I hope they put you under the prison in jail with a transgender Bubba.
Damn, that's taking it too far, man.
Yeah, he shot that kid twice, man. He could be dead. Fuck him.
Over ringing the wrong door.
Yeah.
Man, Black Lives Matter, motherfucker. Damn. Damn good show. Damn good show.
Hey, you better not unsubscribe from me. We comedians, or we cracking jokes. Y'all know we believe in all lives matter. But today, Black Lives Matter. Don't forget, I got short videos up here. I got long videos.
And we're giving away a good truck. I know you white boys love them trucks. Got y'all a good white truck for you.
Yeah, we giving away a Chevy. High country.
Yeah, not the town and country minivan. It's a high country.
Yeah.
It's got, in 3D, high definition. It's got the Duramax transmission in there.